Welcome to The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. We're glad you joined us for the next episode of our new podcast. If you're new to our program, we spent some time last week with just some introductory material, and let me remind you of what we're doing, or maybe tell you for the first time what we are doing. There are going to be about three or four introductory episodes to our podcast, one of which you're listening to right now. We're thankful for that. We want to release these introductory podcasts to let you know a little bit more about ourselves and also encourage you with some things from the Bible, but also to let you know that beginning in January of 2019, we'll be releasing, hopefully, most weeks, three episodes per week of this podcast. Our plan is early in the week for you to receive our Sunday morning sermon from the previous Sunday, the previous Lord's Day, late in the week to receive our Sunday evening sermon from the previous week, and then in the middle of the week to release a program more like this one that's shorter, that may be a devotional thought, maybe an interview, maybe just a preview of an upcoming event. And so we're releasing some of these midweek episodes to lead up to that kind of bigger launch in 2019 to give you a chance to subscribe to the podcast, to spread the word about the podcast, and be ready for when we begin releasing the full slate of episodes each and every week. And we hope that you will subscribe. We hope that you enjoy what you hear. Let me remind you, the Central Church of Christ meets in Paducah, Kentucky. We meet at 2201 Washington Street in Paducah. And anytime you're in our area, we would love to have you with us to worship God. As we said, these middle-of-the-week episodes are going to be a little shorter. And so this week, I want to just spend, 5 to 10 minutes with you thinking about something that I hear people mention from time to time. Really, I read more about it than I actually hear people talk about it, but you'll hear it sometimes. And that is that sometimes you hear people talk about something like, I want to understand or I want to know what God would have me to know. Or you might read someone who says something like, I want to be able to look at the world as God would have me to look at the world. What a wonderful thing that is. What a wonderful desire that is. Shouldn't that be something we all want? That we want to know the things that God would have us to know, that we want to look at the world the way God would have us to look at the world. You know, there are many ways to look at this world. Sometimes you hear the phrase worldview. There are many of them. Are we looking at the world the way God would have us to? Are we looking at the world just through American eyes? Or maybe you're from another country, just through the worldview of the country from which you happen to be from? Are we looking at the world through the worldview of our gender? Are we looking at the world through the glasses of the economic level in which we find ourselves? You see, there are a lot of ways to look at issues, to look at problems, to look at victories, to look at everything. But hopefully, we all desire to look at this world the way God would have us to. The problem becomes, if it's only a desire but we don't put forth some effort, we never will look at the world the way God would have us to. There are a lot of places in the Bible that we could go to be reminded of that. But I want to look at one passage for the next, again, just a handful of minutes, that help us to see that understanding what God would have us to understand and looking at the world the way God would have us to look at the world is not something that just happens. It's really a conclusion. In other words, it's something we work toward and we can achieve. The passage I want to read and then just examine for a moment is found in Proverbs chapter 2. I want to read verse 5, and then I want to go back and read verses 1 through 5. You see, we need to put the Bible back in its context. Verse 5, I'm going to leave out a word, but verse 5 states in part, "You will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Now, the word that I left off is the very first word of that verse, which is the word then, T-H-E-N. Solomon, who wrote that proverb, is giving a concluding statement in verse 5 when he says, "Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." So the question becomes, if I can figure out what the if is, in other words, if I can figure out what to do, then I can understand that conclusion, then I'll understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So is there an if? Oh, there is. In fact, let me read to you, or if you're sitting at your house and have your Bible open, read with me the first five verses altogether. Solomon said in Proverbs 2, beginning in verse 1, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver, and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Now, I hope you noticed, obviously, more than once in those opening verses, you found the word if. You see it as the very third word of verse 1, "my son, if." It's also the second word of verse 3, "yes, if." And it's also the first word of verse 4, "if." But all of those things, virtually every line of the first four verses, leads into those if statements. In fact, there are eight of them. There are eight of the things that Solomon says, and they overlap somewhat, but there are eight things Solomon says that if we will do, if, as he writes it here, his son would do, then you would have that worldview, that understanding that we would like to have. He says, first of all, if you receive my words, do we really listen? Are we really willing to hear what someone tells us that's filled with wisdom? Sometimes we don't gain understanding the way we should because we're not willing to receive it. We don't want someone telling us something with which we might disagree or that might be difficult for us, but we have to receive these words. And then he says, if you treasure up my commandments within you. That phrase "treasure up" is interesting because it's more than the idea of just having it in our mind. We have to treat it as if it's something very special. We treasure it up. This wisdom, these words from those who know better, and obviously the words from God, are something we should seek as a treasure. Then he says we need to make your ear attentive to wisdom. Again, the idea of hearing. But notice he says we have to make our ear attentive. It's sometimes not natural for us to listen to even wisdom. And it's certainly sometimes not natural for us to hear wisdom from someone we may be having a difficult time with. You know, this is a son or a father writing to his son. Sometimes parents and their kids just don't get along all that well. But are we making our ear attentive? Are we sort of forcing ourselves to hear wisdom? Then he says, inclining your heart to understanding. Again, it's something that we sort of have to force ourselves to do sometimes. Do I really want to not just hear, but do I really want to understand? Do I really want to think through those things that I'm hearing that are wise and, again, may go against what I think or what I look at the world and I see, but real wisdom sometimes stands against or in contrast to what we see around us. Then he says, yes, verse 3, if you call out for insight. Now, you see, now there's a change. Now I'm seeking it. I call out for insight. I want to know. Then he says, sixthly, and raise your voice for understanding. Raise your voice for understanding. I want to know. But he says in verse 4, if you seek it like silver. How often do you read in the Bible, especially in the books of poetry, but how often do you read in the Bible the picture of seeking for something like silver or gold? See, and here it is, seeking wisdom. The words of the Father, the words of this son's father. Do I seek them like silver? But if you notice now, it's gone from having to make our ear and incline our heart to calling out for it. And now, we're seeking like silver. And then the eighth line in verse 4, and search for it as for hidden treasures. Search for it like hidden treasures. Again, that picture of something so precious that we will look for it. But did you see the progress in those verses? If you receive my words, treasure up my commandments within you. Those things hopefully happen, but then you have to kind of make your ear sometimes, and incline your heart sometimes to gain these things. But then when you start to see wisdom, what do you start doing? You start calling out for it. I want it. I want to call out for it. I want to raise my voice for understanding. And then when that happens, I'll turn over every rock. I'll look in every corner. I'll read whatever I have to read. I'll listen to whoever I have to listen to because I'm seeking it out like silver. Now I'm searching for it like a hidden treasure. Then, verse 5, you will have the understanding of the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. With that in the background now, just listen. We won't elaborate on these verses, but just listen to how Solomon follows that up. Proverbs 2, beginning in verse 6. For, you see, there's a connection. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He, God, stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He, God, is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of His saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. So, you'll be delivered from the forbidden, the strange woman, and from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companions of her youth, forgets the covenant of her God. And he goes on to talk about avoiding sexual sin. But do you see the connection between how we search for this wisdom, how we search for the way God would have us to look at the world? And then in verse 6, he says, God gives that wisdom. And if we do that, and we have that wisdom, and God grants it to us, which he will if we search for it, then we'll understand, verse 9, righteousness and justice and equity. And I love this phrase, every good path. Isn't that great? You see, when we think about the world around us, some people say, well, I want to see the world the way God would have me see the world. I want to think through things the way God would have me to. But I don't want to work it. I want God just to give it to me. I want it just to be that way. Solomon says, that's got to be the intention of your heart, but you also better start looking under every rock for it. You better search for it like silver. There's something we must do if we want to have that type of view of the world and that way of understanding the world. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. We hope these thoughts in the middle of this week have encouraged you. Again, we're releasing these podcasts to promote our upcoming full release of the podcast in 2019 from the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. So go ahead and subscribe. And if you would, take a moment, rate and review the podcast and share it with some friends, maybe on social media, or maybe just email a link to someone or text the link to someone and say, hey, here's something from a church who's just trying to do what's right and trying to spread the gospel any way they can. That's what we're trying to do at Central. And we hope that you will appreciate that and share that. And we hope that you will subscribe. And until next week, we hope that you also always keep Jesus as your central focus.